Welcome to the Voice of Power broadcast with Gary Atkins, pastor of Willing Vessels Christian Center in King, North Carolina. In a postmodern culture, Pastor Atkins preaches an old-fashioned message under a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, pointing men and women to the truth of Scripture and freedom found in Jesus Christ. Pastor Atkins believes the body of Christ has a voice, and when we declare Jesus is Lord, we have a voice of power. Here's a recent message from the Tabernacle of Willing Vessels Christian Center.
All right, take your Bible, Isaiah chapter 9. Go with me. Verse number 6 and number 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. The what? The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Now, I know that in recent months, well, for the past year, we have seen the implosion of our government in America. And I know that for the most part, as Christians, we tend to fall on a certain side of the political spectrum, and we have become so polarized that we have began to believe and think that God is working through the political powers of our country, and he may very well be. Can I remind you this morning that God, Jesus, who is the same, yesterday, today, and forever, is still in control of world powers today and to be. You understand that? It's within his hand to raise up a king and set kings down, world leaders. He's been doing it since the beginning, and he hasn't changed, you see. I want you to go with me to Daniel chapter 7, and I'm going to be lengthy with reading here, but I want you to really put your eyes on it, because I want you to get the understanding of political influence, political power, government, and the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to know that your Christ, our Savior, Wonderful Counselor, he counsels us, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You should have peace this morning, despite what's happening on the political spectrum. Amen? And I've heard about vaccine shots till I'm tired of hearing about them. Folks, it's not the mark of the beast. It's just not. And I'll show you why and show you how. Now, could some things be leading to an antichrist? Absolutely. But my worry is that many people who are Christians, if a certain man was elected and said, take this vaccine, you would be okay with it. But the fact that that didn't happen, now so many are not okay with it. And you've become so politicized and so polarized by what's happening, you're losing sight of who Christ is and the fact that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, we always quote that verse in the context of salvation and healing and answered prayer and his faithfulness, and all of that is correct. But you also need to remember it on a world spectrum, playing out in politics and government and world leaders, the way that God is meticulously operating through the world and the world's systems. Amen? Look with me, Daniel chapter 7. And if you can help it at all, please stay in your seat. If you have to go to the bathroom, I understand that. If you can hold it, that would be wonderful. But let's keep the door closed if we can, okay? Because, folks, this is everlasting life here. All right, this is eternal, what we're talking about. This is the most important thing that you will hear this week. All right, look with me. Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. Well, look at verse 3. Daniel, of course, is having a dream and visions. Look with me, verse number 3. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from another. The first was like a lion, had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. I don't have time to go to chapter 2 and to go through the book of Daniel, but of course he has another, Daniel interprets a dream and a vision that King Nebuchadnezzar had of a head of gold, a chest of silver, thighs of bronze, and legs and feet of iron and clay mixed together. These representing the world empires that would come throughout human history. And of course, he told Nebuchadnezzar, you are the head of gold. So we understand that Babylon represented the head of gold, but we also have a picture here of Babylon in verse 4. The first beast that he sees is Babylon. All right, and how God used Babylon to bring judgment upon his people. God used Babylon. God used a wicked king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar and used him to bring judgment upon his people. If you'll read in Daniel, you'll also see where God was a puppet master, controlling the moves and the actions of King Nebuchadnezzar, so much so that he became a wild beast and let his fingernails grow out, let his hair grow out because he thought he was an animal. And then Nebuchadnezzar's fate would eventually be that he would say, the Lord, he is God, and he would gain his right mind. See how God, in his providence, was moving through this world leader to fulfill his purpose and his will. All right, look with me, verse number 5. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear. Now this is going to be representation of Persia, Medo-Persia. If you look throughout world history, you can verify these facts with the Bible. Medo-Persia came and they conquered three areas. Number one was Babylon. The second was Lydia. The third was Egypt. So we continue to read. Look with me. And it raised up itself on one side. And it had three ribs. That's the three areas in his mouth. And in between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. So with those three, one being Babylon, the Medo-Persian Empire comes in, takes over Babylon, and of course the Israelites are in Babylon, and God, through his providence, through world leaders, conquered the Babylonians through the Medo-Persians, allowing the Jewish people to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the walls under Nehemiah. See how the Bible's coming together? They would rebuild the temple that the Babylonians destroyed under Ezra the scribe. And God would use the Medo-Persian king to allow these men and women to go back and rebuild worship, reinstitute worship in the temple of God. God working the whole time. Look with me at verse number 6. And after this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast, and also four heads, and dominion was given to it. There's not a scholar that you will read who will not verify and say this represents the Grecian Empire under a man by the name of Alexander the Great. Maybe you heard of him. Alexander the Great conquered the known world at the time at a very young age. God using this world leader to conquer the known world of the Middle East and Europe at the time. Now, four wings, four heads, what do we see there? We see that when Alexander the Great died, history tells us this, that he had four generals that would extend out through the kingdom, and they did just that. And from those four generals came what we know as the Roman Empire. The empire that was established when Christ came into the world. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and the Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. But Daniel saw this before it ever happened. Think about that. God showing him and showing us today what the future holds. Doesn't that comfort you? That you can take God's word and you can see the future? So they would split off. Verse 7, after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. And it devoured and brake in pieces, stamped the residue with the feet of it. Now, we go back to chapter 2, the Roman Empire, representing the feet of the statue. But there was also another empire involved with the iron and the clay, which was and will be the empire or the kingdom of the Antichrist. So what will the Antichrist kingdom look like? Well, it's going to look like the Roman Empire. It will conquer the known world. The known world of its time. So what is Daniel doing here? He's seeing prophetically into the future, but even further into the future. It's called the law of double reference in prophecy. So when you're reading a prophetic scripture, it can mean one thing at one time in history and another thing in another time. How do we know that? Well, if you look at Joel chapter 2, he says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. We know that that was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, but we know that it extends even today. That's just one of several examples. And that's what he's saying here. Look with me. And it was diverse from all the other beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. This represents the 10-nation kingdom of the Antichrist. What 10 nations? I have no idea. Is America involved, Pastor? I have no idea. I just know that it's 10 kingdoms. Continue to read with me. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them a little horn. Highlight that. This little horn represents the one they will call the Antichrist. Now, the world won't call him that. We call him that. The scriptures call him that. The Antichrist, the son of perdition, the man of sin, is who he is. And he will arise out of this 10-nation kingdom. And he will be a polarizing political figure. And the Bible says that during this time that the Antichrist is ruling. Now, if you look at what's happening in the earth right now, you can see this playing out. Why? Because in March, the whole world did something that it's never done in human history. It agreed on one thing, COVID-19. That's the first time that the world has agreed on something. And it has brought a worldly devastation to all the countries of the world, to all the places of this planet. And do you see how quickly that if we get so polarized that we will become fixated upon world leaders and not put our eyes upon the one who is the same yesterday, today, and listen, politicians will change on you. I'm telling you right now, behind the scenes, they're all friends. They are. Whether you want to believe that or not, they are friends. Democrats and Republicans hang out, eat together, party together, and have fun together. Because it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on, guess what? They're still getting paid. They are friends. And they will change on you in a heartbeat. But aren't you glad that the one who's in control of it all, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They ask me about a vaccine. I don't care what they inject in my body. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is so powerful that it can drive out anything that would be contrary to his will for my life. So do not get fixated on these things. Do not allow yourself to be paranoid about little things like this, folks. Put your eyes upon Christ. Because the last time I read, the Apostle Paul, when he was doing his ministry, he would reach into a fire and a viper would bite his hand and he would just shake it off in the fire. Jesus said, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall by no means harm you. Now, what was he talking about? He was talking about drinking something you didn't even know what it was. He'll protect you with his power and his anointing. Don't get fixated here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got enough right here to tell us what the future holds. All right, go with me. So the little horn rises, the Antichrist, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in his horns were eyes like the eyes of man, and the mouth speaking great things. This guy is going to be a political influence, probably a religious influence, someone who influences the economy on the world stage somehow. He's going to be a great political figure. And I would venture to say that there's not going to be anybody saying, I think he's the Antichrist. I don't think so. I think he'll be so cunning. The enemy knows how to show up like an angel of light. And I believe with all my heart that if we're still here and he comes upon the scene, which I don't believe he will, because I believe the rapture of the church is what initiates the Antichrist rising to power. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not here now. He could be. But you'd be wasting your time to try to point out who he is and where he is and what he is. We have to go on what we have here. Amen. And he will arise, speaking great things. In fact, Jesus said, this scripture always bothers me, Joe. In his discourse to the disciples, he said that even the very elect would be deceived. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Verse 9, look with me. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days. Oh, hallelujah. So Daniel goes beyond the kingdom of the Antichrist and the government of this political figure that will come upon the scene, and he looks into the eons of the future under the spirit and power of God, and he sees this one called the Ancient of Days. Who is the Ancient of Days? He's the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Ancient of Days. Listen to what he says. He did sit whoso whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool, and his throne was like the fiery flame. Oh, hallelujah. Does this remind you of anything? How about Ezekiel? How about when Ezekiel saw the Lord Christ? He saw the face of a lion, the face of an ox, the face of a man, the face of an eagle, representing the four gospels. Jesus Christ is and are those four gospels. In Matthew, he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. In Mark, he's the servant, the ox, the one who came to serve and not to be served. In Luke, he's the Son of Man, hallelujah, born of a virgin. For Gabriel came unto Mary on that day and said, the Holy Ghost is upon thee, the power of the highest has overshadowed thee, and that holy thing that shall be born unto thee shall be called the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. And in John's gospel, he's the one who sets free. Amen. Like an eagle. Yes. Shall be free indeed. Amen. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Do you realize an eagle is a powerful creature? An eagle, eagles fly above the storm clouds. Did you know that? And in fact, it takes the clouds and the wind that would hinder other birds and fowl, and it uses it for its rising above the clouds and the storms. Amen. Hallelujah. That's you this morning. Amen. You can take what is against you and cause it to take you higher. Oh, hallelujah. For every trial, for every hardship, for everything that you're going through, that's just an opportunity for you to exercise your faith. Amen. Come on, amen. Amen. Beth, you did it this morning. You come up here and said, it shall happen. I wish I had a people full of faith who would say, it shall happen. Not, I hope it happens, please pray it happens, but my God, say, it shall happen. Amen. You shall have it. I've told you before, I'll say it again. What's the devil going to do with a bunch of people that know that they shall have it? You may not physically grasp it right now, but you shall have it. He can't do anything. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, the Ancient of Days. Let me finish verse 9 here. Like the pure wool, his throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Ezekiel described his throne like this. He said it's a wheel within a wheel. Now, what does a wheel represent? I've heard people say it was flying saucers. But here is what a wheel represents. It represents eternity. That's why the wedding band is a circle. It's eternal. It's an eternal covenant. And when you're married to Christ, it's an eternal covenant. You are, this morning, the bride of Christ. If your faith is in the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting, eternal Father, who is a wheel within a wheel, the eternal God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will not go back on his word. Amen. It shall come to pass. You believe it, say amen. Amen. Verse 10, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and the judgment was set, and the books were open. Notice it says books. There's a book of life. There's the Lamb's book of life. I don't know about you, but I want to be in the Lamb's book of life. Oh yes, I'm so glad this morning that my name has been erased off the corners of hell, and that has been pinned into the Lamb's book of life. And when I stand before him as Daniel saw into the mountain peaks of prophecy, he will say unto me, well done, good and faithful servant. Not because of what I have done, but because of the power of the one who is abiding on the inside of me, Christ the Holy Ghost, the eternal, wonderful counselor, and the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. And he does not change. The books were open. He said, I beheld, then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. Who is this? The Antichrist. And I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. The Antichrist, who will be possessed and embodied by Satan. Revelation chapter 12. Satan is cast out of heaven. Now, we think that was in the beginning. No, this is during tribulation. What heaven? The second heaven. He's cast out of the spirit world where he is now. And the Bible says he embodies the Antichrist. And the Antichrist has a false prophet. You have an unholy trinity right there. His representative, whoever, speaking on his behalf. I want you to read this verse again. What happens? He's destroyed and given to the burning flame. This is the Antichrist's future. This is Satan's future. Listen to me this morning. It is already settled. It cannot be changed. It will not be changed. If the Antichrist comes on the scene tomorrow, I'm telling you, his fate is sealed. If a great political influence arises in this world and takes the world by storm and deceives thousands upon thousands, I want to tell you that you do not have to be part of that group. How do you know? Because you never worship a man. Never get so politicized that you lift up a president or a world leader. Understand that they are puppets in the hand of God. They don't work for you. They work for God. Hallelujah. Amen. They work for the one who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The wheel within a wheel. The eternal Father. The wonderful Counselor. God, Amen. Help me today. All right. Verse 12. Is this okay?
Yes.
As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away. Poor fellas. Who took it away from them? Was it the election of the people? Was it the dominion casting ballots? No. It's the Lord who's behind it all. Verse 13, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. And came to the Ancient of Days. And you see the Trinity here? They're one and the same. The Son and the Ancient of Days. The Father. Co-equal, co-eternal. And the Holy Spirit. The Ancient of Days, they brought him near before him. So what I think we're seeing here. You know, I always heard. And I used to preach this. I'd get up there and I'd say, Gabriel's licking his lips. Woo! And Jesus is standing by the Father, and he's ready to come back. But it doesn't say Gabriel's going to blow the trumpet. Now, it says the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. But anyway, here's what I believe Daniel is seeing here. I believe he's seeing the throne of heaven. He's seeing the wheel within a wheel. He's seeing the flames around the throne of God. He's seeing the world play out in human history. And then he sees the Ancient of Days. Glory. If you're here this morning, or if you're watching by internet, listening by radio, this morning is your time. It's your time to receive the grace of God. I believe that you can be part of God's family by simply believing in your heart, number one, that Jesus lived for you, that he died for you, he resurrected for you, and he's coming back for you. And if you'll believe that on Calvary's cross, that place of the skull, that he took your sin upon his own body and shed his blood to atone, that you could have forgiveness and be cleansed from all unrighteousness. If you believe that with your heart and confess that with your mouth, that Jesus Christ is Lord, you can be saved. You can be born again. And you can be transformed and be part of the kingdom of God that will last forever. Amen. The government that will be upon Christ's shoulders to where there will be no end. An everlasting kingdom. It shall be. God bless you.
Amen. I sure hope you prayed that prayer believing that Jesus has forgiven you of your sin and that he has transformed your life from this moment forward. And I'm so glad that you've decided to listen to the Voice of Power broadcast. And we pray that it has been a blessing to you. If so, we would encourage you to consider giving a financial donation to help the Voice of Power stay on the air. You can give in three ways. The simplest way to give would be through text message by simply texting a dollar amount to 336-747-3336 and following the instructions. And also, you can go to the website at voiceofpower.org and click on the Give link, and it will take you step by step on how to give financially to the Voice of Power. And thirdly, you can give by mail, P.O. Box 2439, King, North Carolina, 27021. And once again, we're delighted that you've decided to listen to the Voice of Power broadcast, And tune in next week at the same time. And I pray that the words of your mouth, the meditations of your heart, would be acceptable in His sight, for He is your strength and your Redeemer.